problems as he's going on lavish vacations with Pat Leahy. I'm glad y'all were friends, but did you really accomplish anything you ever sold to the folks back home? And I don't care if you still want to be like Richard Shelby. I don't care who you are, if you're from the great state of Alabama or you're from Vermont, wherever in this nation. The money's not going to be there much longer.
Right.
And it's just irresponsible, to put it mildly. That's a wake-up call, if there ever was one, from the CBO. And yet, we're just spending like we're going to spend. And the trick is to just tax people more, right?
That's what they're
doing.
Control
people's money more. Control people's lives more. And, you know, global warming is the true threat. No, it's this ticking time bomb of debt that is, I think, going to be the real nuke that goes off. And Americans have been lied to so much by the people who know better, who are supposedly leading them, that it's going to be the ugliest of wake-up calls. Hey, on that happy note, we got to hit the stop of our break. Be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Jury selection set to start Monday in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Mr. Trump has pleaded not guilty. Flash flooding caused by relentless heavy rains that soaked western Pennsylvania, spurring numerous rescues and evacuations in that region. The National Weather Service said nearly 3 inches of rain fell in a short time late Thursday in parts of Allegheny County. Thousands of residents in southeastern New York remain without power after severe storms moved through late Thursday. Nebraska lawmakers have passed a bill that will restore voting rights of those convicted of felonies. That's upon the completion of their sentences, including prison and parole time. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 554 points. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, we've got a forecast that is getting better and better for the weekend and beyond. Abundant sunshine today. A little breezy, but not as windy as yesterday. High 73. Clear skies, chilly tonight. Jacket weather. Overnight low 46. Beautiful weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Up to about 80 or teasing 80 Saturday. 83 on Sunday. How about mid-80s for Monday and Tuesday with more sun? Still dry. It's a great pattern we're getting into. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama House of Representatives passed legislation on Thursday codifying definitions of male and female into Alabama law. House Bill 111 would classify concise biological definitions within state law. The legislation will now go to the Senate for deliberation. Two women and a juvenile male were charged with attempting to bring contraband into state and prison. Officers confiscated a book bag containing knives, cell phones, chargers, and a bag of assorted drugs. Hannah Crowder and Carrie Drake were arrested and taken to the Elmore County Jail. Ford is recalling nearly 43,000 SUVs because gasoline can leak from the fuel injectors onto hot engine surfaces, creating a fire hazard. The recall covers certain Bronco, Sport, and Escape SUVs with 1.5-liter engines from the 2022 and 2023 model years. Owners are to be notified by mail. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
In the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, that's 272-9228. And so much more to get to. Now, if we look at international news, I saw this headline this morning, and it says Iran to attack Israel. It's expected within 48 hours. And I'm like, didn't I hear that 48 hours ago?
Starting on the schedule?
So there were like rumors that the Iranians were trying to back channel with the United States to get some agreement where we won't retaliate.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening because you're now seeing headlines that the U.S. is moving more military assets into the region, into the Middle East. So
oh, fun.
Happy days are here again. And Iran is now saying to the U.S., interfere, we strike.
Oh, okay.
I guess that must be the translation or something. Not to America!
Is that for Joey?
Yeah. Top U.S. general spotted at central Israeli air base just as Iran attack looms. Moscow calls the Switzerland-Ukraine conference a road to nowhere. So all this talk of, you know, I criticize, I think, Mike Rogers lightly this week in my column. Even Mike Rogers, who wants to send more money and weapons to the Ukrainians, is saying this will probably end up as a frozen conflict where the lines as they currently are going to stay put. I don't know, Congressman Rogers, or anybody out there who thinks that. Doesn't seem like the Russians are in any mood to talk right now. I think they feel like the initiative is on their side. I mean, we'll see. We'll certainly see. So now I want to go to kind of a recap of an issue that we covered earlier this week. And you, I'm sure, saw this, Craig. Rand Paul came up with an op-ed calling out 15 U.S. agencies, including some players who were literally knew about the research at the Wuhan Institute and then wrote essentially cover stories to suggest anybody believes that this is a man-made virus is just a conspiracy theorist. It was probably, proximal origins through a natural, a pangolin at a wet market or something like that. It's absurd. So all these folks knew that this sort of research was going on. A lot of them stayed quiet or covered it up. Now, here's Rand Paul with a woman, you should know her name, Samantha Power. And Samantha Power, well, she was UN ambassador for a while. She's the one who came up with the responsibility to protect doctrine that we're going to stop a genocide. So Gaddafi in Libya, he's committing genocide. Mm-hmm. We know it. I mean, he tortured a lot of people on our behalf during the war on terror, and he gave up his nuke and all that, but he's now committing genocide. Go get him on behalf of the Arab League, which is, I guess, equivalent to a congressional declaration of war now. The Arab League wants it. Send the Air Force. We know how well that's worked out, all the whole Arab Spring. That woman was behind that. She was one of the architects of that. So here she is in front of a committee with Rand Paul. And Rand's trying to get her to admit, did we not fund gain of function here and all over the world? Let's just talk about it, Samantha.
Ms. Powers, on April 26, 2023, you testified before this committee that USAID did not fund gain of function research. I'd like to give you a chance to correct the record. Is it still your position that USAID did not fund gain of function research?
We have no evidence that USAID has funded gain-of-function research, and we certainly haven't authorized gain-of-function research.
Well, I'll help you. Behind me, we'll list a paper from 2015. This is a paper produced by the Wuhan Institute of Virology and also by Dr. Barrick from UNC. In this paper, if you'll see the funding aspect that's highlighted, it says USAID EPT predict funding from EcoHealth Alliance. So this paper was one where they took a virus, the SARS virus, the backbone of the SARS virus, and then took an S protein from an unknown virus they found in the wild and put them together. Are you aware that these experiments in the study were supported by USAID, Predict, and Grant through EcoHealth Alliance?
As I said, USAID has not authorized gain-of-function research. This is the first time seeing this. We're happy to look into it.
It's been around since 2015. We've been over it numerous times. It's been in the public record. We've repeatedly said that, yes, USAID did fund gain-of-function research. Here's the evidence. But here's some comments from some different people about this study, because some will try to argue this still is not gain-of-function. Simon Wayne Hobson is a virologist at the Pasteur Institute in Paris. He points out that the researchers have created, with this research funded by USAID, a novel virus that grows remarkably well in human cells. If the virus escaped, nobody could predict the trajectory. Richard Ebright from Rutgers says, the only impact of this work is the creation in a lab of a new non-natural risk to humanity. So is your position that this study was not gain of function or that you didn't fund it? Which is your position?
We have had an awful lot of back and forth and provided thousands of pages of documents on this. This article, it looks like it's from 2015.
Right.
So we will have to look into the specific claims. But again, to put on the record,
it's a big
USAID
point.
Has not
but actually,
and will not
that is your
authorize position. Gain of function.
I know that's
research.
Your position, but the record will show that you did.
Well,
and this was before your time. I don't know why we can't just admit it. It did happen. And the reason this is important is many people want to collect all these viruses from around the world, but they don't want to just collect the viruses to sort of have them and have a library of viruses. They take the virus, then they take an S protein from another virus, and they create a virus that doesn't exist in nature that often has ramifications that could be quite different or quite serious. I'll give you the words of the authors of this paper. On the basis of these findings, scientific review panels may deem similar studies building chimeric viruses based on circulating strains too risky to pursue. So this was funded by USAID. It was funded through the PREDICT program. There's no question of that. And even the authors admit that it was gain of function. So we have to get beyond sort of quibbling over whether it was, because we have to make sure in the future we're not doing this and that we don't fund this going forward. Now, the PREDICT program was going to be surpassed by another program going after viruses, and that has been suspended. That is all good. But we have to admit the past, be truthful about the past in order to go forward, because millions of people died from COVID-19. The FBI has concluded it came from a lab in Wuhan. The Department of Energy has concluded that. Even the CIA, initially, their scientific board voted 6-1 until they were overturned by higher-ups at the CIA to say otherwise. They voted to say that this thing came from the lab as well. It only comes from the lab if we're in favor of creating these things. We can't control everything China does, but we certainly shouldn't be funding it. So we have to be honest that this was funded. Now, there was a warning sign to us that this was going on. There was something called the Diffuse Project in 2018 that was presented to DARPA, once again by Barrick and by Dr. Shi in Wuhan.
That's okay.
The Diffuse Project was to create a coronavirus with a furin cleavage site, which doesn't exist in nature but makes it incredibly more infectious in humans. There was a briefing to 15 agencies. One of the agencies was USAID. There was a briefing about this Diffuse Project. But nobody from USAID and nobody from all 15 agencies ever told anyone about this project. It was hidden for years and years and only revealed by a brave Lieutenant Colonel Marine working at DARPA who exposed this when everybody else had hidden this. And my question is, USAID was in this briefing about a research project that had incredible danger to our country and finally wasn't funded. Will you provide the names of the people from USAID who were in this meeting so they can be interviewed so we can find out why didn't they tell anyone, or did they tell their superiors and nobody and people ignored them? Why was the public never made aware that they were trying to do dangerous research to create a virus very similar to what COVID-19 became? And how could 15 agencies show up for a briefing and no one expose it to the public, and we only hear about it by a whistleblower? Will you provide for us the name of the person at the USAID who attended this briefing in 2018 and let us interview them to find out what happened?
What do you think she's going to say, gentlemen?
I think she's going to say we will something about we'll have to verify that and then try to check it out.
Yeah,
I haven't seen the video.
Or she'll throw out HIPAA laws.
Oh, HIPAA laws?
HIPAA law. Can't ask no more questions when they throw out the HIPAA law. You're like, she's got us.
So let's listen in.
Why was this never revealed to the public?
So, I think within the 10,000 pages of documents you have from USAID are whatever documents we have on this DARPA proposers meeting. We received the letter from your staff yesterday. We'll certainly look at the request. But just to give a little context, U.S. government agencies often, on good days, show up for one another, go to each other's meetings. This is not something that USAID ever considered funding or was ever engaged on in some substantive way.
But so the point is that after hearing that somebody wanted to put a furin cleavage site in the virus, alarm bells go off. And then when you see the virus in 2020 and you say, oh my goodness, they did what they were asking, someone should have said, wow, I was in that hearing and I didn't think anything of it at the time, but now I'm like, maybe I should tell somebody. Maybe I should call up the president. Maybe I should call up Anthony Fauci. Maybe somebody should be informed that we learned about this and I didn't think anything of it at the time. You're right, it could have been inconsequential in 2018. In 2020, it becomes profoundly important. Why didn't anybody from government come forward and warn us that this could be a virus not from nature, which is not very infectious usually, and was incredibly infectious because it had been pre-adapted in a lab for human transmission?
Look, I just want to come back to your earlier point. All of this ended at USAID in 2020. It is before my time. We don't feel defensive about these engagements. We've appreciated.
That's all we're asking for is we'd like to interview the person who was at that meeting.
We don't feel defensive, but they so often sound defensive. Like they're defensive when there's no need to be defensive. They're guarding their turf constantly. And, you know, we can play you clip after clip of these committee hearings where that is
the norm,
the role everybody's playing, where you have an elected official, a United States senator, saying, I want answers in this regard. Well, we'll go through the process, kind of get back to you.
By the time I get you them answers, you won't be in office no more.
Right. Or I'll be promoted, and I'll be overseeing, like, you know, a desk at the State Department, and I won't be at USAID anymore.
Can't help you out no more.
Right. Sorry. Sorry about that. I think this is just another example of why we need to take a wrecking ball to the administrative state.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A big old wrecking ball to the administrative state. I don't think you're going to get answers from the career bureaucrats. They're not going to give up the goods or their power willingly.
Nope.
It has to be done in a very, I think, dramatic fashion.
I know of a dramatic fashion.
Well, you do?
I mean, vote them out.
Vote them out. That's what that's going to do it?
That's as dramatic as you'll let me get. So we're going to vote them out. And vote them out really hard.
Going to vote them out. Okay.
Really hard.
All right. Well, that brings me to this fella, because I think he's spot on with all this. I wonder if y'all can tell just by his the sound of his voice.
You're going to love. Biden government...
That's Larry Kudlow, but you'll hear the guy in a second.
Making a very big push, putting out an executive order that all federal bureaucracy people, everybody, HHS, education, you name it, everybody wants this. I got a whole list. SBA, instead of abiding by the Hatch Act, they are going to get paid administrative leave to go out and electioneer, which sounds to me a lot like voter harvesting. We know they're liberals. Here's more, Vivek. DEI orders now running through the State Department. This is just all in the last 24, 48 hours. And the...
I'm sorry. Before Kudlow gets into it with Vivek, like, think about it. It's COVID and the origins of COVID. Mm-hmm. And literally, the guys who knew about all this research... Rand Paul left us out because he was just talking to Samantha Power, covering up when they knew very well this thing came from a lab. So that's just, say, the health bureaucracy. How about the Pentagon? How about the State Department and the intelligence agencies? Oh, we're doing great in Afghanistan. Our 500,000-man-strong army that we stood up and trained for years to the tune of trillions of dollars. Yeah, we can leave, but we'll leave in the most heinous, embarrassing way possible. Get Americans and a lot of Afghanis killed. And, they folded like a cheap suit. The Taliban's now back in charge.
Yep.
Which means we need to continue to violate your rights when it comes to the Fourth Amendment and FISA. Because terrorism and ISIS-K, which is not pig Latin for CIA yet, conspiracy theorist.
You sure?
So that's the health bureaucracies. That's just a little bit of what the Pentagon's doing. We're winning in Ukraine, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
We're winning.
Absolutely.
We're decimating the Russians.
As long as those pouts of cash keep coming.
The Russians have been they've lost 50% of their capacity. That's the number people keep throwing out. Mm. Like,
I don't agree with that.
Are you joking? I don't really believe anybody's numbers. No. So that's just two big ones right there. Do you think they're telling the truth about much anything else?
Nope.
Never.
Like the Department of Education, we're not doing the DEI stuff.
Yeah, they are.
We're not pushing these certain ideas onto your children.
So we see it on the regular. Yeah, they do. Yeah, we do.
So let's see what Vivek has to say.
Defense Department, okay? And then, of course, you've got this other business where they're trying to push through the Climate Corps, $8 billion for 50,000 climate people. I call them climateers. The little fuzzy woke climateers is what they are. They're trying to mobilize the entire government to re-elect Joe Biden. I've never seen anything like it. And furthermore, the emphasis on DEI, which is the exact antithesis of a merit-based bureaucracy, which is what I think we ought to have. What do you think about this? This is all new in recent days, Vivek.
Well, you think about mobilizing the federal bureaucracy to re-elect Joe Biden. Don't leave out the top of the list. That's the DOJ and the FBI and the federal police state as well.
I forgot them.
There's a three-word answer to this, Larry, and I stand by it. I said it during my own presidential campaign. I stand by it right now. Shut it down.
Yeah.
We should not have millions of federal bureaucrats crawling around Washington, D.C., clogging up the pores of our constitutional republic. There are three branches of government in the U.S. Constitution: executive, legislative, and judicial. There is no fourth administrative branch. And one of the things we've seen in the Biden administration, which I think is really one of the most frightening things we've seen in modern American history, in all of American history, is the weaponization of that administrative state to do the political bidding of the administration, getting done through the back door of the deep state, the administrative state, the bureaucrats, what they could not get done through the front door of lawmaking. That is a danger to the future of our constitutional republic. And yes, we've seen that at the level of DOJ and FBI. Look at multiple prosecutions of the lead contender of the opposition party. You know what? That's never happened in American history. It's happening now. But it's not just at the level of the DOJ. It is rampant across three-letter agencies across the board. And I think that is the real threat to our constitutional republic today, is those unelected bureaucrats, the people who we never elected to run the government, who are wielding political power, backdoor regulatory power across Americans and businesses across this country. And the right answer is get in there. You can't reform that beast. You have to slay it, shut it down, and that's what it's going to take. And I think a second Trump term is going to be poised to go even further than that first Trump term in actually getting that job done. And if there's one thing that will save this republic, it is to shut down that fourth branch of government.
Well, and I hope Trump, if he gets in there, actually does it. Because this is the one thing where there's sort of agreement on the basic underlying reality, but there's, of course, different estimates of it.
Right.
If Trump gets in there, I think they're ready to go to staff up. Because what you'll need is several thousand people to fully staff up that White House and the top executive positions. And I don't just mean like cabinet officials.
No, I think you're right.
I think that's Schedule A. There's Schedule B, C, E, and F. So you got to be ready to go to staff up all those positions, because you remember all the little leaks coming out of the Trump White House initially?
Yep.
How you had all sorts of folks essentially undermining Jeff Sessions when he's coming in as Attorney General, undermining Michael Flynn as he's coming in as National Security Advisor. You've got all these little rats and moles still up there, and they don't want to play ball, because you said it earlier, Eddie, that presidents come and go, senators come and go.
Yep.
House members come and go. Elected officials are here temporarily. We're here forever.
It's our job.
And so what you have to do is go in there and completely staff up, be ready to go, and start making moves. And you're like, well, what about the Constitution? Yeah, what about it? Do we even follow that anymore?
We're doing that today?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to be depending on what day of the week it is. That's when we're going to use the Constitution or not.
Just absolutely absurd. So I don't know if Vivek needs to be a VP. I wouldn't advise the man to go with Veep.
No.
No, I think he'd be better served to do
hang out for a little bit, do the Smash Mouth thing, and then roll back around next term.
There you go.
And apparently Trump's short list, well, isn't all that short? The list continues to be long. Well,
I've heard
for VP.
That before.
And apparently, we've talked about this in weeks past, that it's going to be an apprentice-style campaign for vice president.
That's right.
Is he going to film it?
That's what's being suggested. Yeah. Why Trump keeps his Veep Stakes contest alive in the list long. This is the Apprentice 2024 version. So several names have been floated. One's J.D. Vance. One's Christine Ohm. Another's Tim Scott. It appears the grist has, list has grown. Not the grist has grown.
I don't think J.D. Vance he's going to be one to do the Trump style, you know, go sell some Trump gear kind of thing.
Right. But Trump reportedly likes the large competition.
Of course he does.
On the vice presidential pick.
Of course he does.
Well, he likes people. I like it when people come and rub my boxes.
Right.
I'm the genie granting
They're
wishes.
They're going to fight over me. Heck yeah.
Yeah, the Washington Post reported that Trump advisor Jason Miller argued that the somewhat public contest to be Trump's running mate can help get people to work for the campaign while the former president continues to make up his mind. It is actually a fairly ingenious angle there. The Republican consultant said the contest to be Trump's running mate is like a revival of NBC's reality show The Apprentice. This is The Apprentice 2024 version. Donald Trump is nothing if not a showman, and he loves his process, and he's going to drag it out and get as much media coverage and goodwill and leverage it as much as humanly possible. Well, there you go. Though, again, when you're looking at Mike Pence, and Fox had some big headline that Mike Pence has found a new job. You want to guess what job Mike Pence found?
I already know. I've seen the article, but does it surprise you?
No, so have you seen it? You shut up.
I haven't seen it.
What job do you think Mike Pence has now?
Either some sort of lobbying gig, or he's going to be some attaché.
No, those would be too prestigious.
What? What's his job?
He's now going to be teaching a class at Grove College.
On
this
political
is what happens
science?
To failed politicians. The education system, which is a scam, sucks them up.
Wait, you're telling me there's all sorts of people being paid by, say, the University of Alabama that don't do much?
Dude, I think we know some of those people.
Yeah, I think we do. Mm. They're not bad people.
No, they're
but
good
it's like,
people.
Come on!
I'm just angry I'm not in on the scam.
Let's not go
with
good people. We use that term lightly.
They're good people.
If you're getting paid with taxpayer dollars, essentially, to do nothing much of anything, is that really a good way to earn one's money?
If they're dumb enough to pay it, and right now most people are. So, and I don't have to sleep with that decision at night. They do.
Well, I'm glad you said with that decision. Yeah. I don't know what to say. Like, who do you got to stoop to get a coffee around here? Let's get a Babs. Hey, Babs.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, usually I enjoy listening to this show, but today you have depressed me almost to the point of tears.
I'm sorry. But it's the reality.
I know it. That's the reason it almost brought me to tears. First, the young man that put the pipe bomb or whatever, does he have parents?
Well, biologically, I would say probably.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I know that. But, I mean, you know, parents just letting kids go and do whatever anymore. Well,
he certainly spoke with a certain level. If you looked at his social media, he spoke with a certain level of contempt for his family, which he said was a bit more on the conservative side.
Yeah, so that's not shocking.
Yeah, so he was a bit of a rebellious soul in that regard.
Well, they probably did as well as they could. The other thing that I was going to say, when you read that letter that man wrote, that's basically a comment that I sent to Katie Britt myself. And my other thing, this Caroline Dobson.
Mm-hmm.
She is, I don't care, the fact that she went to Harvard is all I needed to hear. She is going to be another Katie Britt and Martha Roby.
Well, I asked her about that because I heard you said that on Alabama Unfiltered earlier this week, right?
And I said it to you, too.
Right. So I asked, did you hear me ask Caroline about that?
I did not. I don't like her.
Imagine that, Joy.
But I asked her, and she said that she went up there and she survived, despite, you know, she literally, her entrance letter is about being a rodeo queen and being Southern and conservative or whatever.
Yeah, and remember Katie Britt?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she's going up there and she's going. I thought that the greatest idea would be for some of these mothers to go to Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Wrong. Women are too emotional. There's very few, far in between. And I'm a woman, by the way.
Okay. It's a trap, Joey. Don't fall for this.
I don't identify as anything but a woman.
We Perry Masoned our way into that conclusion, let me tell you.
Now, so you agree with me, Barbara, that these women in Congress, they're Joey? Just out of control?
I guess you could say out of control, but like I said, she has done the same thing Martha Roby did.
Mm.
Katie Britt has.
Mm.
She has followed Mitch McConnell. And I just don't understand how you can pass a bill that had the asinine items in it that you read, because they couldn't have read it. They could not have read it and voted for it. But that's my opinion, as usual. I love the show. I love 1819, by the way. I am a member, or whatever you call me.
Yay, so. I love you, Barbara.
I love you, too. I'm so grateful for y'all and my Joey and my Eddie. Y'all have a wonderful, blessed weekend, and we'll check on you Monday.
God bless, Barbara.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Babs.
You two are all right, but, you know, 1819
rules. 1819, yeah, exactly right. And, you know, I keep trying to be, like, you know, nice. I disagree with Senator Britt, but I generally like her. And every time I try to be nice or just play something, just report the news, the callers are not in favor. I mean, how did she win the state so strongly?
Yeah, that's... Huh? What? What time is it?
Hey, David. You're on the air.
David.
What's going on?
Not much.
Quick question. Did Mike Rogers vote against extending the FISA?
I don't think that he did.
I would say a strong no.
Right.
So basically, this pretty much told you, whoever voted in favor of keeping it, you can just basically write them off as a deep state. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, every one of those Republicans need to be booted out of Congress.
Yeah, but Trump's re-endorsed Mike Rogers.
I don't know why. You know, I mean, to me, he's nothing but deep state, bad rug and all.
They endorsed Gary Palmer, too.
And Kerry Palmer just tweeted in support of his vote to increase the FISA, saying that it got rid of the abuses.
Right.
Yeah, right.
We got a great clip of Jim Jordan coming up talking about this on the floor.
Me gusta.
Yeah, as well as should. You know, and the big problem being, you know, even if Trump does win the presidency and he gets some of the right people in the right places as far as, you know, the DOJ and intelligence community and stuff, you still have tens, if not hundreds of thousands of Obama acolytes in positions in those branches of government. They're going to absolutely fight just like they did when he was in there before against him and try to sabotage anything that he tries to do positive for the American people.
That's why you need
those
to be ready to
staff. They need to get rid of.
Yeah, and that was Vivek's plan, which he called for a 75% headcount reduction, and he's going to do it through executive authority.
Those are rookie numbers. Got to get those numbers up.
Now, and so if Biden can just waive student loans and through executive authority do all sorts of things, including, you know, kill people over the globe, but that's just Biden. That's every president in the modern era. Why can't you fire a bunch of federal employees? You can drone American citizens, but you can't fire a federal employee. That's across the line.
Yeah,
or how about a couple tens of thousands? How about that?
Yeah, you know, and but that is the crux of the issue. Is, you know, you've got the head of the snake, and then you've got the entire body. If you simply, you know, cut the head off, the body's still there and still active, and that's what you've got to deal with. So you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Yeah,
right.
I always go back to whenever they had that government shutdown a while back, and it was a glorious time to be on social media. And the funniest thing happened when that occurred. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Blood did not start weeping from the walls. You know, locusts did not come en masse. There
dogs
was no
weren't sleeping with cats.
Yeah, exactly.
It was hysteria.
Everyone just woke up and they went to work, except for the state employees. Ha ha, suck it. And everyone else just sort of went about their day, and nothing changed. We were just allowed, us poor little peons, to exist without Big Brother telling us what to do and helping us tie our shoes.
Yeah, no kidding. Breathe air and, you know, drink water.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, have a great weekend, guys.
Appreciate it. Bye, David.
Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And, fellas, two things can affect men most as we mature. One is, you know, problems in the bedroom, erectile dysfunction. The other might actually be causing that ED problem, and it's more of a general issue, low testosterone.
Right.
And these are not things to put off, deny, be ashamed about, don't be embarrassed, and don't wait to get it fixed. I know guys hate going to the doctor. I certainly hate going to the doctor. But Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us. And the reality is, if you're having issues in the bedroom, pills often quit working. And guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. There are actually studies now that show men will be more irritable and argumentative before bedtime just to avoid failing at intimacy. That, and maybe you're throwing on your CPAP machine, and, you know, that puts everybody in the mood, right? So, guys, if you are lacking motivation, energy, drive, including sex drive, seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, just feel like you're going through your life, walking through it in a fog, knowing whether or not you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. And the providers at Montgomery Men's Health can help by conducting a testosterone-focused lab workup, plus a consultation for only $99. And they have low T treatments there at Montgomery Men's Health that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism, usually even notice an increased libido.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, Joey.
Oh, there's a lot right with it.
Right.
So you can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. And that number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung.
young at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $2,953 for 1,000 financed. MSRP, $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with $3,638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the river region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check, and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
I'll tell you what, the weekend forecast is looking pretty exciting. Tonight will be a little chilly, clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 46, but a beautiful weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be teasing the 80-degree mark on Saturday, 83 on Sunday. I think that we'll be in the middle 80s on Monday and Tuesday, so an extended string of storm-free dry days with lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Johnson, but I kind of want to call an audible here, folks, because I have a perfect example of, is this kind of like Eddie Bader real estate voice, but Eddie just showing off his own place?
Read on my now.
Oh, the video stairs. Of we're that sitting in the kitchenette. Here at the station.
My work.
And, you know, I bought some new light strips for the studio here. And Eddie's like, oh, yeah, I did the same. And you did,
I did.
Okay.
And I installed them yesterday or the day before. And I sent the video out to my wife and a couple friends to show them that. Because all of them have told me this stairwell, Eddie, is really dark. You're going to need to do something about this.
The stairwell being too dark. Okay.
Yeah. So $29.99 and it's handled.
Okay.
And play the video. I think it's a pretty good one. Very informative.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to. People aren't going to be able to see it, I don't think.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, actually, the radio audience will be able to hear this part.
Man, the stairwell sure looked dark.
It sure looked dark here.
Wish somebody put some lights up.
That's after the lights come on, by the way. It's after the lights come on.
What is with this narration? You're like, what's that? Like those ghost hunter shows?
I'm very excited.
There, that stairwell sure is dark. Oh,
it got wood on it right there. I like them wood stairs right there. It ain't got no gas in it.
I was very proud of that. I didn't have to pay my electrician buddy to come back. I was able to do all that.
Dude, electricians, they are so expensive these days. My God.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, they are. Well, worth the money, because I don't enjoy being shocked.
I'm glad it's like, that was over the lights. It sounded like something
He was so
else.
Excited. Yeah. He was like,
what are you doing in there?
Because my other option was like literally almost $300. Yeah. And $29.99. And
were those stairs hardwood, by the way?
Yeah.
That's a slip risk. Yeah.
Yeah, and you need some traction.
Here we go. They make these carpet strips that I've seen for that we keep going back and forth over.
But seriously, have you ever, like, been walking downstairs with socks and then you do that?
Suddenly you turn into the toboggan?
Yeah.
Straight down?
Yeah. And your tailbone just essentially, you turn into a maraca?
A friend of mine at Hyundai did that on those steel stairs out there for about 40 feet. We were no help. We just laughed. We just laughed and laughed. And continue to laugh.
You ever see the stuntmen fall downstairs in movies? And you're like, how did you survive that?
Right.
What was
some of those guys are crazy, man.
The newest John Wick movie, he does that. He's just rolling downstairs. It's obviously not Keanu Reeves. But I'm like, how did you not break everything?
Right. Well, and I saw some clip, I think, came up my Instagram reels or whatever they're called these days. And it was some female gymnast with a female stunt woman. And the gymnast, of course, is nailing all these moves and salts on the beam and whatnot. And then the stunt woman would do the same move and then fall in the most, like, violent way possible. I'm like, that's a talent, too.
Yeah.
Like, some of those folks are just absolutely insane.
Yeah. No, thanks. Well, there's a gymnast video out there of this guy. He's about, I don't know, 270.
Okay.
280 on the hoof. Well, one of those girls get on the ballot beam and they do this amazing thing.
Sure, yeah. And they're usually small.
He gets up there and does the same thing.
What?
Yeah. And then just does a whole walk out of the gym.
Yeah. By the way, like, female gymnasts are talented. Male gymnasts, there's a reason why female gymnasts don't do the rings.
Right.
There you go. I could see you doing rings with those arms.
No, I actually own a pair of gymnastics rings. They're hanging from a tree in my house. They're great.
Yeah.
They're great for just health in general and if you need a quick workout. But what those people can do on the rings, just it boggles the mind.
Yeah.
Do you do a muscle ball on your ring?
What now?
A muscle? Can.
Yeah.
I
mainly do it for like shoulder health and mobility because you do the thing where I can't remember. I think it's called skinning the cat, where you start from like a pull up position and then you pull yourself up and rotate around and back, and it's great for the shoulders because I have arthritis in the shoulder and so I kind of need to, you know, keep it moving.
Get the old Eddie, could you even hold yourself up on the ring?
I don't know, man. I got to be honest.
I think I could hold on. That's about it.
If you help me get up there, I could hold on, but the countdown would be quick.
Yeah,
like 1,001.
Honestly, the best thing for shoulder health, like, is just to hang from those rings.
Hang. At Hyundai, all the time, we go to these pipes and just literally hang. Man, it felt so much better just to stretch out.
Yeah. And same thing for your back. If you can, people do the inversion tables. Those are good.
I got one if you want one.
But yeah, if you could, but they pan. I freak out because I feel like I'm going to fall and break my neck.
You do.
But if you just hang from a bar, especially if you get some wrist straps, it's great for the back, great for the shoulders. You'll feel your spine.
You literally feel yourself grow.
It's great.
Yeah.
Sorry, sidebar.
Oh, no, I'm the one who brought it up in, on this thread with, there's a dark stairwell right there.
Hey, don't laugh at my success.
No.
Female gymnastics is weird. Can we just point it out? It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, so much of, like, female sports is bizarre because it's like, it's almost goes back to that old Shane Gillis clip about women's volleyball. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why the insistence on sexualizing women's sports almost exclusively? Like you, when you see them sprinting, they sprint like bikini bottoms.
That's true.
But, yeah. and meanwhile, and same thing when they do the gymnastics things, they have to essentially wear like a one piece bikini that's riding up in your special purpose, as Steve Martin would call it in The Jerk. but it's like, what is the purpose of that, but it's like, if you say that's for sports performance, okay, then I'm sorry, why doesn't Usain Bolt wear a bikini bottom when he runs? If it adds, these are people that are looking for like a 0.1% increase in performance. They'll do drastic things for slight increases in performance. Meanwhile, he's in there in just like bicycle shorts.
But you know, Caitlin Clark wears baggy shorts.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. But I mean, that's a rarity as far as popular sports.
But as I'm watching, by the way, the female tournament with my grandfather, the women's NCAA tournament, I'm like, I'm seeing all these commercials with Caitlin Clark, and all the commentators, the Caitlin Clark, and the magazines at the grocery store, like they're putting too much on this young woman.
Yeah,
and I kind of
getting paid.
Fair enough, she's getting paid, but I figured, I'm like, they're not going to win.
Speaking of, who was that gymnast? She was everywhere, the black gymnast.
Simone Biles,
yeah. You know, look at her, she cracked.
Yeah.
She cracked sure under, it's
And they're even
much.
Younger in the Olympics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
I couldn't imagine that kind of pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
I couldn't, I can barely handle this radio show. Now let's go to the clip I meant to play before I called an audible. This is, you know, reporters get the members of Congress in the hallways there.
Oh, yeah.
And this is Speaker Mike Johnson, where he's asked about flip-flopping on the FISA issue.
Oh, somebody call him out a little bit?
Let's listen in together.
Mr. Johnson?
When I was a member of the judiciary, I saw all the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over and over, the hundreds of thousands of abuses. And then when I became Speaker, I went to the SCIF and got the confidential briefing from sort of the other perspective on that to understand the necessity of Section 702 of FISA and how important it is for national security. And it gave me a different perspective. So I encourage all the members to go to the classified briefing and hear all that and see it so they can evaluate the situation for themselves. And I think some opinions have changed both ways, but that's part of the process. You've got to be fully informed.
What a fart. What an absolute tool bag.
Yeah.
It's like, all the members go to these confidential briefings, but all the people that we're going to be spying on, you can't see this. This is classified material, y'all.
Right. It's just like, okay, how many terror attacks have you stopped?
Yeah.
And don't count the ones where they're the fake stings the FBI
set up. I was going to say, the ones they set up?
Yeah.
Like, give me a break. But here is Jim Jordan from the floor of the House. And he's laying out, well, the other side.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield myself such time as I may consume. In 2021, 2022, the FBI did...
I kind of want to start saying that myself. I give myself as much time as I will consume. Like, that's a nice line right there. Let's keep going.
Over 3 million U.S. person queries of this giant 702 database. Of this giant haystack of information. 3 million queries of United States persons. And make no mistake, query is a fancy name for search. 3 million Americans' data was searched in this database of information. And guess what? The FBI wasn't even following their own rules when they conducted those searches. That's why we need a warrant. 278,000 times. Not Jim Jordan talking about it. Not Ranking Member Nadler talking about it. Washington Post reported last May that 278,000 times the FBI found, the Justice Department found, that they didn't even follow their own darn rules when they searched this giant haystack, this giant database of information on Americans. And so what we're saying is, let's do something that the Constitution has had in place for a couple hundred years that has served our nation well and protected American citizens' liberties. Let's make the executive branch go to a separate and equal branch of government, the judicial branch, and get a probable cause warrant to do the search. After all, it's done pretty well for this great country, greatest country ever, for a long, long time. Why wouldn't we have that here? And oh, by the way, in a bipartisan fashion, coming out of our committee 35-2 vote, we said we will even put exceptions in there. If it's an emergency situation, the FBI doesn't have to get a warrant. They can do the search. If it's if emergency situation, they can do it. We've put exceptions in there. Here's the fundamental question. I raised this the other day. Here's the fundamental question. Of that over 3 million searches in a two-year time span, how many of those aren't covered by the exceptions we have in our warrant amendment? What's the number? And guess what? We can't get an answer.
Wow.
They won't tell us, which should be concern in and of itself. But if it's a big number, we should be particularly frightened. If they don't follow in the exceptions and they're searching Americans, searching your name, your phone number, your email address in this giant database, that should scare us. And if it's a small number, then what's the big deal?
Mm-hmm. No, it's a big number.
Mm-hmm.
And they're abusing it like crazy. Using fear as the way to keep it in place. Gotta hit this top of our break coming up. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And they're at Alabama Home Mortgage. Well, Kim Williams and her team are ready to help you whether you're looking to buy or refi that home. Now, a lot of folks are looking to refinance these days, given right. the amount of credit card debt that are on people's backs, or it could be other types of debt. Maybe you want to consolidate that down, or it could be you just want to reinvest in yourself or your property or your family. They could help you with all that there at Alabama Home Mortgage. And if you're a veteran, you especially need to call up Kim and Madeline because they know the latest when it comes to the VA home loan programs, whether you're looking again to buy or refinance. You can refinance up to 100% of your home's estimated value, or you can buy with no money down.
That's right.
This is a benefit you earn through your service. Don't leave money on the table, veterans. Contact Alabama Home Mortgage today to take advantage of these benefits you earn. 567-4223 is their number. That's 567-4223. Or you can always visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies like Kim and Madeline prove that to you today.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's go right back to the phones, folks, and talk to Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Hey, Michael, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Surviving this Friday. How's it going at Cohen's?
Going wonderful. I'll tell you, we've had some customers come in that have reminisced about some of the old times of dealing with my dad and how long they've been a customer here and how they've bought from us and their kids have bought from us. And, it's pretty heartwarming to know that we've got some loyal customers that, only